Rebecca Bazzelli is the farmer at Preston Farm and Winery in Healdsburg. Today she's selling lettuce, carrots, onions, farm-baked bread, olives, and fermented cabbage. Bazzelli says she loves selling at farmers markets.
I really enjoy the community aspect of the farmers market, selling directly to the person who's going to be eating that produce. It's really nice to talk to the other farmers at the market and get to know the town that you live in.
When I ask her how she would feel about having wineries giving tastings at the market, she says it would make a lot of sense for a winemaker.
But I do feel like it would change the feel of a farmers market by introducing kind of that tasting room aspect into the farmers market.
Since 2001, wineries and cider makers have been able to sell their products at certified farmers markets, but they're not allowed to let people taste them. A new bill speeding its way through the state legislature would change that, allowing wineries selling estate-bottled wine to give up to 3 1-ounce pours under carefully constrained conditions. That could be a huge help to people like John Phillips, owner and winemaker at Inspiration Vineyards in Santa Rosa.
It'll give the consumer a chance to actually try the product before they buy the product, and that's one of the general themes of farmers markets, that you can taste before you buy.
Phillips is part of the Family Winemakers of California, an industry group that is one of the bill's sponsors, along with Assemblymember Mark Levine. This spring, it passed through the Assembly without a single dissenting vote. But not everyone is pleased. Alcohol Justice, an industry watchdog group in Marin, is staunchly opposed.
We are opening up a Pandora's box of trouble.
Michael Skippa directs public affairs for Alcohol Justice.
We don't need another place for kids to see parents drinking. Adult modeling is very, very indicative on the young person's mind as to what their future drinking behaviors will be.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, excessive drinking costs California $32 billion annually in healthcare expenses, property damages, car crashes, and lost time at work. For the nation, that number is a staggering $220 billion per year. Mary Kelly is the manager of the Healdsburg Farmers Market. She says it will be up to the community of vendors to decide if they want winemakers tasting at markets.
What we try to do at farmers markets is put the spotlight on the fresh food that we all need to have to be healthier. I wouldn't want to see that diluted personally. It's really easy for wine and for alcohol, even if it's just a tasting, to steal the show.
As a vendor of the market, purveyor of Pete's Eats, and an employee at a local winery, Peter Leary says his feelings are mixed.
I want the industry to survive and thrive because I'm in it, but then I'm also conscious of alcohol's effect on the community, so I'm very mixed feelings about it. if I had to vote, I would scratch my head a long time. You know.
Given the speed at which the bill is advancing, however, there seems to be little, if any, head-scratching on the part of lawmakers. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Daniel Vetten in Healdsburg.